Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We've been sharing with you all week on the subject of what makes you a strong Christian. And we're going to be concluding today on this subject. God wants us to be strong, and I trust that you're taking hold of these principles, applying them in your life. It will make you a strong Christian in your life. We're going to pick up where we were at the end of the last broadcast in Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, verse 1, the Bible says, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves." We need to understand that we that are strong, when we get strong in the Lord, we ought to bear. Bear means to lift off, not to carry, to lift off the infirmities. Infirmities means weaknesses of the weak. And when you look up the word weak, it means impotent or one who lacks power. So it's saying literally, we then that are strong ought to lift off the weaknesses of the impotent and not to please ourselves. That is love. Love is going to reach out to minister to the needs of others, not please ourselves, but reach out and help other people. And this is important. If you're going to be a strong Christian, you're going to be a servant for the Lord. You're going to walk in love. And love is always going to cause you to give out to minister to another person's needs. Instead of thinking about yourself, you're going to be there available to lift off the weaknesses of those that are not strong, to help them, to minister to their needs, and not to please yourself. We've got to learn to deny ourselves. Jesus said, "If any man come after me, let him deny himself and follow me." We cannot be self-serving and follow the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, the Bible says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." This is a very important principle here to be a strong Christian. Even though we walk in the flesh, we have a physical body that's not been redeemed, we don't war after the flesh. Remember that we've been given spiritual weapons of the Word of God, the name of Jesus. We have the authority that's been given unto us. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not of the natural world. They're not of the flesh, but they are the Spirit, mighty through God, and they will pull down strongholds. And we're going to cast down the imaginations. Imaginations means the mental reasonings. You want to watch that you do not reason in your mind contrary to the Word of God. You need to cast down imaginations, cast down mental reasonings, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Anything that comes to you that is contrary to the knowledge of God, you need to cast that reasoning down. Do not let the enemy have place. That's why if you'll think in every situation, what does the Word of God say about this? What does the Word, the revelation knowledge of God's Word say that I should do in this situation? And if what you are thinking on, what you are reasoning about, the mental reasoning or whatever is coming into your mind, if that is against the knowledge of God, you are to cast that down. And furthermore, you are to bring into captivity every thought. Bring into captivity every thought, not just a few thoughts, every thought, to the obedience of Christ. You are to make sure that your thoughts are brought into obedience to what Jesus would want you to think upon. And this is very important. You'll never be strong in the Lord if you're consistently thinking on negative things, if you're consistently letting the devil come into your mind and you're not dealing with those thoughts. It goes on and says, having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience. You know, we talked about watching and praying and being ready to deal with the enemy's temptation. Here it says, having in a readiness to revenge, or that means to avenge all disobedience. What disobedience? The disobedient thoughts and the disobedient mental reasonings that are coming into your mind to try to deceive you away from the knowledge of God. You need to be ready to avenge that disobedient thought. And how does that happen? When your obedience is fulfilled. Let me read that part again there in verse 6. Having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. When your obedience to what? Your obedience to casting down the imaginations. Your obedience to bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. This is a very important area. You've got to learn to take your thoughts captive. You've got to learn to think on good things. The Bible says in Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Keep your mind on the Lord. If you keep your mind filled up with the things of God, your mind on the Lord, then you're going to be in that place of strength. Strength in the Lord, because you're not going to give place to the devil in your mind. And whatever you're thinking on in your mind, it's going to affect your heart. It's going to affect your will, the choices that you make. So you've really got to be ready to revenge the disobedient thoughts. A victory and defeat begins in the mind often, because that's where the battleground is with the devil. In 2 Corinthians 12:10, he talks about taking pleasure in the infirmities, the reproaches, the necessities, the persecutions, the distresses, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. We've got to realize that in the flesh we are weak. And when we realize that we are weak in the flesh and not able to overcome, and then we rely upon the Lord, then we will realize that then I am strong. Otherwise, we're not going to try to do things in our own ability. In our own ability, we can't do anything. We're weak in ourselves, but we are strong in Him. Every one of us, we start out from a point of weakness, and as we get in the Word and we know who we are in Christ, we are made strong, and then we rise up and overcome in our life. In Ephesians 3, verse 16, Paul was praying for the church there at Ephesus, and one of the prayers he made was that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Remember that the inner man is the hidden man of the heart. And we are to have our heart strengthened by the Spirit of God. To be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. God wants you to get strengthened. He wants you to be empowered with the force of the might that comes by the Spirit of God working in your life. And this is going to come in the inner man through His Word dwelling in your heart. Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. God says, be strong in the Lord. That means to be inwardly strengthened, and in the power of His might. When you study out this word, this means to be outwardly manifesting strength and power. So here it's saying to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might is to be inwardly strengthened and manifesting power outwardly. See, God wants you strong inside, and He wants you also releasing the power of God, the force of God, the strength of God against your enemies and overcoming in life. How do you do this? By putting on the armor of God so you're able to stand. You can't stand against the wiles and the tricks of the devil and the flesh. It's only going to be because you have the armor of God, which is the Word of God in you, in your mind, in your heart, in your mouth, directing your steps, and speaking the Word to resist the enemy's temptations so you can quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. Remember, people are not your problem. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but it's against demonic powers that are working through people. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You must realize that you are going to be able to do all things that God has told you to do in the Word, all things that He directs you to do through Christ. That's the Spirit of Christ, your new created spirit on the inside of you, which strengthens you or enables you. You will be strong as you learn to rely on walking in the Spirit by the Spirit of Christ within you. And the Bible says, I can do all things. You need to get in agreement with that. I can do all things. Quit thinking you can't. Quit saying, I can't do this and I can't do that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 through 14. The Bible says there that when you ought to be teachers, you have need that some teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And He said that they were supposed to be full of strong meat. Instead, they were in need of milk because they weren't doing the Word. Verse 13, He says, everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the Word of righteousness, for he's a baby. Unskillful means inexperienced. Why were they inexperienced? Because they were not a hearer and a doer of the word, and they weren't learning to speak forth the word in prayer. The Bible says, for it says, for he's a baby. The word baby is a Greek word, nepiazo, which means not speaking. Everyone that uses milk, that's what we start out on. We're inexperienced in the word of righteousness. We haven't learned to speak forth the word and pray the word of God to see victory come. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. By reason of use, by the habit of hearing and doing the word consistently, that's what will cause you to become strong and ready for strong meat that God gives you. 1 John 2:14, the Bible says, I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. What makes you strong is when the word's abiding in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. In areas where you haven't overcome the wicked one, you are weak. You need to get the word in you, start doing the word, and overcome the wicked one in that area of your life. And we need to be doing what God says. And we're going to be developing in strength, and it's going to be increasing. In Psalms 84:7, the Bible says, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. You are going to go from one level of strength to another level of strength as you walk with the Lord. What's going to produce strength? The Lord is your strength. Seek the strength of God. Keep the commandments of God that you might be strong. Keep the word in your mouth. Keep the word in your mind. Keep your heart right before God. Keep rejoicing in the Lord. Maintain hope and waiting upon the Lord expectantly. Pray and see Him strengthen you. Walk in the way of the Lord. Have the fear of God before you continually. Speak in the name of Jesus. Get knowledge. Get the knowledge of God and apply it and be wise. And do not faint in the day of adversity, but overcome. And if you have confidence in the Lord and quietness, you're at rest and at peace, you're going to have strength. Fear not. Do not have any fear. And learn to put on that strength by putting on the garments of God. Watch and pray. Know your God. Carry out His word. Confess strength, not weakness. Overcome the devil and cast out those spirits. And watch God bring forth victory. Walk in faith. Walk in love. Take authority in the area of your mind and cast down those strongholds. Those strongholds that the devil tries to bring in your mind. You take those thoughts captive. Put that armor of God on. Be strengthened with God's strength. Know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Be a hearer and a doer. Keep the word in you and overcome. And you're going to go from strength to strength and walk in victory. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.